and Kathy Dawes now, along with Mark Clausen. And Mark is a CEO with Kanza United Way. He joins us by phone. Welcome, Mark. And I know we just wanted a quick update. I know you had your annual meeting in January, which sounded like it went quite well, and hopefully getting a little bit closer to that goal.
Yes, we are. We're actually a little over 90% to our goal. Goal this year is 450, and we're sitting about 410,000 that we know of for that's committed. And there's about another 23,000 that comes in nationally. We're not sure what the numbers will be just in looking at past numbers for the last couple years. We know it's between 20 and 25,000, so we're getting closer.
And I know you really get geared up in the fall, and I'd be curious to know what the next step. You just kind of hurry up and wait, or I'm sure you're still trying to do what you can, but kind of give us the progression. I know that in the fall you really kind of kick some things off and in the annual meeting, but what your plans are that way?
Yeah, right now we are in the process of taking grant applications from community partners that we work with, we are setting up our community allocations committee. If anybody is interested in serving on that, they could certainly contact us. We try and get as wide a variety of individuals from the community to volunteer and help us make those determinations. We feel happy and reserved at the same time that we actually have 22 agencies applying for funding this year or this upcoming year, where the funding that we're providing this year is for 15 agencies. And we have over 30 programs that people are wanting to request support for. So we know there's a great need, and I'm optimistic that we can hit our goal and then have to stretch it even more for next year because there's so much need out there. We know tentatively that there is about $590,000 that are going to be requested for next year, and when goal's 450, you know, that shows you there's still a pretty massive shortfall for what our partners need.
I know that this has kind of been a new experience for you. You're not new to this kind of area of trying to help a charity group out or a type of group out, but how have you felt about the whole process? I know there's a lot of work involved when you put together an effort like this.
Yeah, actually, I'm very excited about the way United Way does it in the process of being community members determining how funding is directed. You know, our board, all we really do as a board and leadership for the organization is approve the recommendations by the volunteers group. And, you know, I think that process is kind of unique in that most foundations and most fundraising efforts are always determined by the board or by a leadership group. And the way United Way does it is really a community-involved effort. And I think that's very unique. You know, you never know who is going to sell their story the best when they come in and they present. We go through a process of everybody applies online, and then our volunteers, they go online and they look at the applications and they kind of get a predetermined idea on how they want funding to go. And then the agencies actually come in and present for about a 15-minute presentation to all of those volunteers. And then we will do site visits, where they get to go out and visit the agencies and see what they do personally. And then they come back, and about a week later we meet to finalize numbers. So it's kind of a very unique process that I think is outstanding.
And I know you mentioned your board a couple of times now, and it sounds like you have a very strong one. Of course, you had your election in January and have some new folks in there, but it does sound, you know, just glancing at the names, I happen to know them, and they're yeah. Go-getters. So it does sound like you have a very strong board.
I've been very fortunate that I came into a strong board. You know, they wanted to see some things happen, and they've been very supportive and proactive. I appreciate that. We did have elections in January for new board leadership, and Jamie Schrock was elected as our president, and Teresa Weaver Waldauer is our vice president. Nicole Springer is our treasurer, and Lucas Shivers is our secretary, and then, of course, Justin Minchow is our past president. So that's our executive leadership, and then the rest of the board members have really stepped up and are making a big impact, and I think that you know, it's always vital to have executive leadership be strong, but it's even more so when the general board is a strong group, and this year I've been very blessed.
Are you still looking at the end of March, first part of April to finish up the campaign, or just whenever your goal's reached, or how does that work?
You know, the target date is still the end of March. You know, it just kind of gives us a little bit of leeway, because now we have to start the process of identifying who we would like to approach for being next year's community champion or campaign champion. And so that, you know, we kind of like to give a little bit of leeway and give people a little bit of a breather. We want to make sure and try and visit as many of the businesses that are participating in our capital campaign to just make a professional, personal visit where we say thank you instead of just seeing us one time a year. And so this kind of gives us a little bit of time to stop by and say thank you and let them know how we're doing. And that's the next big step, I think.
I know you set your goals, the pretty realistic goals, I would say. You ever have dreams of maybe increasing at some point, or just kind of waiting to see how this particular year's campaign goes?
Well, I definitely think that the area that we're in is capable of much more than we're doing. I know in years past, and we're talking quite a while back, they were doing $500,000 and $600,000 10 years ago, and to have slipped back, I think, is disappointing. And I'm certainly hopeful that we can at least get to that target range in the short future. And, you know, in a longer term, I think we ought to be $1 million realistically. Now, will the community ever support that? That's where we gotta work hard and see if we can get to that point. But being involved in 6 different counties, I think it's a realistic goal. It's just going to take a lot more effort and a lot more work.
Before we wrap up today, Mark, anything else you're wanting to emphasize?
No, I would like to thank everybody that has helped participate and be involved with the campaign for this year. And if you haven't yet, it's not too late. I would like to ask everybody to feel the need to help and support these partner agencies that are doing so much good. We are getting close to goal, and I'd like to see us hit that number, just because I think it will make an impact and make a statement that we do believe in these partners and the agencies that we're working with. You know, they make a difference in our community, and we need them.
Again, we've been speaking today with Kansas United Way Chief Executive Officer Mark Clausen. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have Brian McNulty and Melissa Bean with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, going to be talking about some construction projects and recreation program and just a general all-around update. Again, 537-1350.